Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For your shot, I can't go wide on you.
Well, I prefer you didn't, so.
Okay.
This is Penn Sunday School.
Started.
And to our listening ears, all
I guess I'm letting you know you can't juggle or anything.
Okay. Here we go!
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly. We are broadcasting from Show Creator Studio South. And this week, Penn was a booth bunny. Also, I'm filled with Omicron juice, and I just played pickleball. Godot launched his own TikTok called Go Go Godot, and Penn got a new watch and a new iPhone.
I do. I have a new. You know, I love you, and I also love. I preach in love. You know, I'm.
That's Penn Jillette over there.
I got a new. iPhone. Not a reason on earth to get it. Not a reason on earth.
You always want the latest one.
My dad used to say, "The tie." Is a man's only embellishment. That was his fashion sense. The only embellishment. That's where you get to express color and style is the tie. Everything else should be dignified. My family buys plastic shit. They buy a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't take extravagant trips. I don't drink wine. I don't do drugs. I drive a electric Mini, which is a luxury car. It's not the cheapest car in the market, but it's also not the horrible Tesla I used to have that was too big and too fancy. I don't buy expensive clothes. I have 40 work shirts, as you know. I buy sweatshirts for my friends. I have sneakers that last me a good amount of time. I wear slippers. Wear the same pair of jeans forever. I wear gym shorts most times, but I do like to have the newest computer equipment.
Yeah.
And I blame Susan Rice. Susan Rice is a fabulously funny writer.
Yeah.
I met her when I first got to New York. I just love her. She writes Hallmark, like romance shows type stuff, okay, for TV.
Yeah.
She's a TV writer. And I love her. And she was buying a new computer in like 1990. And she said, if I were an auto mechanic, I would have the best tools you could get. I'm a writer. I have a really good computer. Now, the fact that I have a computer on my desktop at home that could do Avatar.
Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah.
And I'm using it for word processing is stupid. This phone has cinematic quality video.
Yeah.
I take two videos a year, and they're of the dog jumping high near my son. I take selfies with people backstage. This has three focal points. It has, I can do macro photography, you know? I could show you the cells on the head of my dick. I have it right here.
No, thank you.
Okay. I don't need anything about this phone, but they put out a new phone. And I buy it. That's not even true. My office buys it that day. They buy a new phone for me. They buy a new phone for Teller. They buy a new watch for me. They buy a new watch for Teller. When the new iPad Pro big one comes out, they'll buy a new one for me that day. When the new iMac desktop 27-inch or whatever it is, studio comes out, they'll buy it for me. And then I go through 5 hours of changing over. That makes me crazy because I want to get everything right. And I yell at the computer guy. I become absolute mania. I got to have my watch by the time I go to the show. And I got to, it'll take, how long is it taking to do a full restore? First, unpair your watch. Now do a full backup of your old phone. How long is that going to take? I don't know how long it's going to take, Ben, but you have a lot of stuff on there. How long will, I don't know how long it'll take, Ben. But I would have taken like, I don't know, man.
Where are you with this conversation?
I'm texting with my computer guy.
Ah.
So that takes like 2 hours, right? Then I've got to do it the other way, which takes like an hour and a half. Then I've got to repair the new phone, the watch with the phone. And that takes like 45 minutes. And then you go in there and you got to do the passwords and stuff like that. Makes me crazy. And then he makes me hold on to the old phone. Because what I want to do is just go, I'm done with it, throw it away. But he says, hold on to it in case something goes wrong.
Ah!
I don't even mean by, like zombie attack. I'm going to have two phones. I don't know. I all of a sudden decide to deal meth. I need another phone. And this time I got over, my computer guy didn't even know this. I got over the eSIM card by myself.
Look at you.
Yeah. It said you had to upload the other one to 16 operating system. Then you put the phone near it and say, it's a really horrible thing. Because the phone says, do you want me to steal your old phone's soul? There's like three things you have to check. It's going to take the SIM card away electronically, not physically. Do you want me to steal its soul? Shall I suck the very marrow from its bones? And you go, yes. Then you go to the other phone and go, is it okay if it sucks the marrow from your phone? And he goes, do you really want it to take? I've been doing a good job. And
I drink old phone's milkshake.
So now I'm going to take that old, which is in perfect shape. You know, I don't ever use a phone case.
Right. I know that.
Never.
That's crazy.
I talk on the phone like 70s gay porn. All my electronics are bareback.
Yeah.
It's the way I ride.
Yeah.
It's just what I do. Because I don't drop it. You know, I'm saying that tempting fate. Fuck you, God. I don't drop my phone. So I have it here. So now I've got the old one. And my children, I say to them, I got this iPhone 13 Pro Max. Does one of you want it? And Zoltan goes, I don't know. I always think it's kind of assholes that have the new phones and the new watches. In my social circle, he then adds at the end, I go, yeah. I think if I came into your school with the new watch and the new phone, I would be an asshole if I were 15 years old, 16 years old. But can we give me that at 67 years old in a theater with my name on it, I can have the newest phone, the newest watch?
Yeah.
I suppose.
In fact, the other move is way worse. You had someone come by the theater the day and they want to show something on their phone and they had like an iPhone 6. Or whatever. As soon as they pulled it out, Taylor and I both like recoiled at the same time. We're like, what is happening?
Who was that? Handsome Jack, probably?
No, it wasn't. I actually forget the fellow's name. He came in to work on.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
We won't say his name.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that moment. What the fuck are you saying? So there is an iPhone 13 Pro Max, and there is a Apple Watch 7. That I will probably be going up on Facebook.
Yeah. I still remember, because I would do a trick where I borrowed an iPhone. I don't do it as much anymore. Someone came up with like an iPhone 2. It had like the big thing on the bottom and everything.
Yeah.
It was like, and just holding it was like a different shape entirely. And it was the weirdest time machine moment.
Yeah.
Because we all got it.
And it was so, so new then.
It was the future. It was like, oh my gosh. It was like my BlackBerry looked like this crazy dumb thing.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, look at this sleek thing I'm holding. And then I held it in my hand. And I was like, was the weirdest time traveling moment ever. I just was like, what a dinosaur.
It is amazing how I couldn't get my CarPlay to work.
Yeah.
And I drove all the way to work trying to do it. Very dangerous driving. I would have been better off drunk. And then drove all the way home with Moxie trying to get to work. And finally I sat down and I said, I'm just going to watch TV and not think about getting CarPlay to work. Moxie said, this is like crazy ex-girlfriend stuff. You can't get your mind off that. I said, I can't think of anything else. So I sat down to watch Yellowstone and went, maybe it's the VPN is engaged, and ran out to the garage and got it working. So it was, It was.
So wait, you're still watching Yellowstone on like repeat or something?
No. I hadn't gotten through season four.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting through season four. So.
Okay.
There was too much the fancy horse riding, which they're so impressed with.
Yeah,
made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of it.
And those animals, I don't think they're treated well. I mean, I know they're pampered, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not qualified to talk about it, but I am qualified to say this. I don't like watching it.
That's it.
I'd rather watch actors shoot and fight each other.
Yeah.
Because they're choosing to do that.
Yeah.
And I know it's special effects. It's not special effects that makes that horse run in circles.
No, in fact, I think they're very much showing off that they're using real horses, doing real horse culture stuff in that show.
Yeah.
For those moments that when he does.
Fuck horse culture. So I got my CarPlay working.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to get my withings to work so it gets my weight on there right. I got stuff to do. And all through this show, I'm nervous about it. I got to fix a few more things on my phone. But last night I was supposed to go to, I usually go to sleep about 2.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, I'm still going, I wonder what the sleep mode looks like. Okay. But, you know, I tell myself that I could be buying a boat.
You would have figured out fast if you're watching Billions. Because every character in that show becomes psychic.
Yeah.
Every character goes, wait, you were doing this because of this. And they always narrate the other person's plans to them. It's great.
Well, Billions postulates a universe where anybody has a plan at all.
Everyone has a lot of plans on that show.
Yeah.
And the world works not so chaotic. I wish there were smart billionaires.
Yeah.
Like
running the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't have plans at all.
No.
Nobody has any plans at all.
Even now, did you read the thing about precious metals on the seabed? Have you heard about this? Mm. So like everybody wants to go electric with electric cars, right?
Yeah.
But the amount of precious metals it takes to go into one single smart car, if we multiply that by the amount of people that we want driving electric cars, it becomes a crazy, crazy number.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out that untouched for hundreds of thousands of years on the seabed of the Pacific are these rocks, and each rock contains an amazing amount of precious metals. And for the very first time in human history, we're thinking about finding ways to pick up all those rocks to make electric car batteries.
Wow.
And they're like, what will this do to the ecosystem down there? And everyone's like, fuck, we don't know. Like, we have no fucking idea.
Picked up a rock.
You picked up a rock, but it will create plumes of silt and all this other stuff, and it will do all these other side effects that come with just finding a way to pick up rocks. But, like, they have no clue what it's going to do to the ecosystem down there.
Plans. Remember the headline in The Onion when Steve Jobs died?
What was it?
Nation mourns loss of last person who knew what the fuck he was doing.
Well, I used to argue with my comedy partner, Paul Mattingly, who gets wrapped up in YouTube conspiracies, and we talked about alien stuff, and I said, you can't hold a press conference to go, I don't know. Like, that's
right,
what,
right.
And that's exactly what we did a year ago. The Pentagon finally released all this stuff, and they showed all this footage, and the press kept going like, well, what is that? And they were like, we don't know.
That's what the U means. If it was IFO, identified flying object, that's a balloon, that's an airplane,
yeah.
That's a bird, yeah. That's Superman. That's the IFO list. UFO list is entirely, when that gets to be an I, we'll tell you what it is.
Sir, that looks crazy. Agreed. That does look nuts.
I just got this in from Michael Goodell.
Oh.
We are still waiting on a truck repair. Should be done Monday. We are here through Monday anyway, so we are driving a loaner car. We should be heading to the Grand Canyon Tuesday. We caught another snake, but this one was in the house. As you might expect, there was some screaming involved. We are in the ghost town of Jerome, Arizona. No ghosts, lots of tourists. For those of you who hunger for Michael Godot sent me a video.
Yeah.
Was it Michael Godot watching some great piece of art? No. Michael Godot handling a snake that was about to strike.
Oh my God.
No, get back a little bit. Get back a little bit, Emily. It looks like he's angry. He's angry because you picked him up, Godot. Put him down, come home. Put down the snake, come home. That's my advice to Michael Godot.
But if you want to see Godot handle snakes and other things, follow Go Go Godot.
Go Go Godot.
On TikTok.
Dude, everybody knows how to spell Godot, right?
I think so. By now you should look it up.
Too many vowels.
Yeah.
G-O-U-D-E-A-U.
Yeah.
What other name do you know it's with two
not
U's
like
in
the
it?
Play good, Waiting no. for Godot. Don't go there.
Don't even think about that.
But the very, very Frenchy, very Frenchy, every vowel you can think of pronunciation.
Yeah. Used for no reason.
And it was his daughter is the one setting it up and using it. So it's actually going well. Because I believe he got his own Twitter account hacked.
So you are, you've been, the blood shot up the dropper's neck and you feel just like Jesus' son?
That's right. That's
you just got your vaccine?
Yes.
I got my fifth.
Five.
Five vaccines, three documented cases of COVID.
You have the most impressive COVID collection I know.
Fuck you, Hannah.
Yeah, I got it, and they said, well, you want a flu shot too? And I said, aren't you supposed to not do that at the same time? And they're like, looked at me like I asked the dumbest question in the world. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, give me both then.
I got missed for the flu.
Did you?
I went to the podiatrist. No, pediatrician.
Yeah.
I knew it was a P word with physician in it.
What's a doctor for children's feet?
Yeah. Oh, pedophile. Because Mox really doesn't like shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoltan doesn't care. And I also took my mother-in-law. We all went to the pediatrician and all breathed the mist. And I guess the mist is as good as a shot.
That's what they say. Yeah, yeah. I know for the flu shot, at least, yeah. They say it's just as effective.
So I went in and got mine. How do you feel after getting those?
Good. My left. They said, do you want them both arms or just one arm? And I was like, what? No one prepped me for this. What's the difference between decisions and choices?
No, choice and option.
Choice and option, yeah.
One choice, two options. Not two choices. One choice, two options.
That's it. I hadn't considered it. And I quickly said, well, I guess one on each arm, right? No. One of, because they're going to be sore. You can do one, and you can do two in one arm, and then just one arm sore. And I said, yes, okay, let's do that. I'm testing it right now. It's sore, but not incredibly sore.
On all those questions, I just say to the person, what do smart people say?
Oh!
Do that.
That's smart. I think I said, what does everybody do? Which is the wrong question.
Right.
Asking the person, what do smart people do? Is a much better way to go about that. Mm-hmm. That's going to improve my life significantly.
Do that on everything.
Yeah.
You want Jimmy's on your vegan ice cream? What do smart people do? They get the chocolate ones, not the multicolored sprinkles.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down like a clown.
Do you want to start an S Corp or an LLC? What do smart people do?
Yeah. When we first went to get a business manager, they said, do you want to play percentage or hourly? And I said to the business manager, do you have any clients that aren't in show business? I know you have Guns N' Roses. I know you have a bunch of people in show business. Do you have any clients that aren't in show business? He said, we have a few. I said, what are they? They said, corporate bankers. I said, what do they do? They said, well, they all pay hourly, but most of our showbiz people, we will be paying hourly. But Axl Rose, no. You see, the way the showbiz people figure it is then they pay more money when they have more money, and they pay less when they have less, so it doesn't hurt. I said, no.
Nope.
The Axl Rose financial logic, no. As a matter of fact, if I know your name, I don't want any financial advice from you.
Yeah.
Whether you're Bruce Willis, whether you're Axl Rose, whether you're Jeff Goldblum, no financial advice. If you own a bank and I don't know your name, I want your financial advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple. Yeah. So what do the smart people do for the shots?
Yeah. What's strange is that the Omicron variant boosters came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm actually ashamed at how long it took me to get it.
Yeah, I got it like the day.
Yeah. And I thought I would do that too. And then all of a sudden I didn't. And I was like, oh, everyone's falling into this lull. I don't want to be a part of that.
I went in, I dutifully had my card that they fill in.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her and she said, this card is full. You've gotten more vaccines than the CDC ever intended a person to get. You have gotten shots. And, you know, and Kramer, my buddy Kramer, who played with me in the band, Captain Howdy, and also, is, by the way, great records coming out. Yeah. Look up Kramer at Shimmy Disc. Shimmy Disc Kramer, incredible music.
Yeah.
He's a delicate thing. He was down for a day with the new shot.
Well, I was so excited. I mean, before Omicron, the first one was so effective, right? And so, and then the Omicron thing became this really sticky wicket. And I was like, and months ago.
You did that in honor of the Queen, didn't you?
I did. May she rest
in peace. Goddamn fucking pen. Poor bastard. Your mother dies. You lose your job. You've got another job you can't handle. They give you a pen that explodes in your hand and then video you while you're frustrated. At that point, when that video, I didn't watch the video, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a moral thing with me. When that video goes around the world, everybody's watching it, that's when we just destroy the internet.
Yeah.
Poor fucking bastard. I mean, I don't approve of them having a king.
Right.
But still, poor bastard. Go ahead.
I just months ago was like desperate to get an Omicron vaccine. Yeah. And then it came and I suddenly dragged my heels.
Yeah.
I'm not happy, but it's weird. It was
dragged your heels like those horses running too fast on Yellowstone. Makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The horses, they want to do that? This is the sentence that goes through my head.
Yeah.
Okay. I was once watching a trained dog act with a person who knew a lot about show business.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaned over to me and said, "That act cannot be taught with kindness." I'm watching those horses and going, can you do that with kindness? Can you make a horse run in circles with kindness?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But you think you're going to be okay? You get your flu shot?
Got my flu shot, yeah. And then...
And you've gotten your shingles shot, or you're not old enough?
I don't know. I think I should get it. Someone who's younger than me just got shingles, so just on that variation alone.
Everybody I know that's gotten shingles has not enjoyed it.
And they've all been like, get the goddamn shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
So that'll just be next on my list, I think.
Yeah, get the shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
And get anything they'll give you, get it.
Yeah.
Get monkeypox.
I don't know if I could get it at the same time, but I was. I was going to get monkeypox just because.
Sure, sure.
And then.
Because you know Prevenza. Exactly. Might as well get the monkeypox vaccine.
I just said, you just end up in close proximity to a lot of people.
When you were at gay orgies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I went shopping at an international food market.
Yeah.
But then they were like worried about the actual supply.
Supply.
So I was like, oh, I'm not going to. Take away from the actual supply chain.
So you got your shots, and you went to Disneyland?
I did.
Children still like Disneyland?
My children still like it.
There's a wonderful, wonderful moment that'll happen in your life, Matt. It's a wonderful moment. The children go, fuck Disney. Oh, it's glorious.
Yeah.
It's glorious. My children came back pretty quickly. Of course, you have your history.
Well, that's it. So I was laughing.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
It's my second time there with my children.
Mm-hmm. You went down a slide with them and came out alive?
I did. I went down Splash Mountain with them on this one.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, the thoughts crossed my mind. I actually talked to my wife the night before. Quickly, any new listeners? My wife passed away at Disney World.
No.
Yeah.
Not that word.
I'm sorry.
You said my wife passed away.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Insurance policies. My mother, when I was five, died of a heart attack at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And was funny is that was with my friend.
Well, that's funny enough.
I mean, it's hilarious.
It's funny on top of that.
Yeah, the cherry on the sundae. We were walking. We took friends of ours, and just making casual conversations. I know you grew up on the East Coast. Is Disney World was it exciting to you and your family growing up as it is here? And I laughed and I said, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "What's so funny?" I said, "Okay, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to feel horrible, and I'm going to tell you don't feel horrible. You had no control over this question you just asked me." And he said, "What?" And I said, "Just tell me you won't feel horrible when I tell the information." And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know, because my mom died there when I was five, and so we never went back."
Well, this is, I got to tell you,
this
is a tribute to Disney marketing. That you've gone back twice. Even no you can't stay away from Disney.
Who's he went to my kids?
What are we, God saying, I fucking hate Disney. I don't want Matt Donnelly to go to Disney. I'll kill his fucking mom right at Disneyland when he's in her arms. That'll stop him from going. Nope.
Just Walt laughing and smoking a cigar and blowing in God's face.
Told you he'd still go.
I was like, I had a Donnie was never going there again. And then Disney bought Star Wars and everything changed.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you're at Disneyland.
I'm at Disneyland.
Now, do your boys know?
They do.
Okay.
And that doesn't seem to bother them at all.
Where Grandma died.
In fact, they were an earshot of the conversation I was having with my friend. So, yeah, that doesn't bother them at all.
We never met her. Fuck her.
Precisely. No. But, yeah, we went there. That Star Wars thing, I'm not even into Star Wars. They did an incredible job. It's a really crazy.
You can also live Star Wars for 3 days.
Yes.
In Florida.
Yeah, the Florida one. You can go and you hand over your cell phone and they give you a communicator and you just get immersed in the world and you interact with people. Sometimes I'm just on a one-on-one basis.
You know how much I want to do that? It's like escape rooms. Is there a chair? I'll sit here for an hour. Can I read?
And we went.
I don't like activities with friends. Can I just tell you that?
Okay.
I don't like activities. I don't like to, Rob Pike.
Yeah.
Rob Pike, when I first became friends with Rob, in the 80s,
yeah,
he called me up and did this socially awkward thing that I've always respected so much. He called me up and said, hey, I'm going to be in the city this weekend. You want to get together? And I said, yeah, what do you want to do? You want to see a movie? You want to go to dinner? He said, no, I would like to sit and talk with a friend.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Sometimes Piff comes over my house. And we sit and talk.
Yeah.
And we had that going away party for Godot.
Yeah.
We sat in the backyard and talked.
Oh, that was great.
It was just great. We made Godot feel even worse.
It's truth. I always said, because we can't always be holding a glass of our favorite beverage and already listening to a friend tell a great story,
mm-hmm.
we have entertainment and other things to divert our attention. Yeah. But it is the truth.
It is, yeah.
My favorite part, even when I was a kid and doing improv, I got to do shows every Friday and Saturday night at 15, 16, 17 years old. Every weekend, packed houses in my little town. Got to feel like a rock star. My memories are still at the diner afterward.
Yeah.
I just loved sitting around, closing out a coffee shop or something like that.
Sitting with friends at a Jersey diner
at
3 a.m. with a grilled cheese and bacon.
Yeah.
Maybe a milkshake.
Right.
And some tater chips.
Yeah. I'm just laughing.
And then someone has a funny story.
Yeah.
What the fuck? As long as you're doing that.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember once having tea with Gilbert Gottfried, and he said something so funny, I actually spit tea all over the Waldorf Astoria. It was about people mugging the guy who played Robin on Batman and Robin. Burt Ward, and the mugger's going, we're going to get some of that Batman money. So what was Disneyland like?
Well, the strange thing was packed on a Tuesday. We went on a Tuesday.
Tuesday's the double COVID special.
And that's what it's like, because the kids went off on Monday, and we took them to the beach. Mom didn't die at the beach. So that was great.
Today, children, we're going to go to all places that your grandmother didn't die. Will there be pie? Yes. She did not die from pie.
So, yeah. And so it's like, oh, we'll just keep him out of school for another day and do it. Because that's what rich kids did when I was growing up. And I was like, I never got to do what the rich kids did. When I was at Holy Cross Grammar School, I'd be like, raise a hand in the middle of the teacher talking and be like, can I have all my homework for next week? Because my parents are taking me to Italy. You know, stuff like that would happen to me. So it's like,
well, Mox just asked me, if I have all A's and it's okay, I get an excuse from school to have the day off, can I fly to Portland, Oregon and see 21 Pilots?
These are questions awaiting me. I know it.
Yeah.
What grade's Mox in?
Senior.
Okay, so yeah. Ooh, come March, April. The amount of things that are going to prevent Mox from attending school.
Mox said, if I ever get this car, I said, Mox, get a driver's license, I give you the car. That's other people have to work at hot dog on a stick for like 2 years to get an old junk car.
Yeah.
You can have this car, get your fucking driver's license. Pass a goddamn test. Mox says, oh, it's hard. It's a hard test.
Yeah.
I said, I did it. And she said, you have your own show. You can do other things I can't do. I said, this is a different thing than drive. Okay. Go on, Disneyland.
The Star Wars stuff is crazy. Like, they have a ride that makes you feel like you're in the middle of a movie. And it's like, I've never seen a ride like it. They've done an amazing job.
But the movie is Showa. It's just people that were in concentration camps talking about how horrible it was.
Yeah. No, it was good. I was very surprised at how packed it was on a Tuesday. But I guess, like, more people are going there than ever.
You know that Stephen Banks, you know, Billy the Mime?
Yeah.
You know his son designed the Star Wars thing.
Really?
The ride at Disneyland, yeah.
It's insane.
He's an Imagineer.
Ah, I've never, like, I got off it and the kids were like, that was fun. I was like, I was like, there's no time machine, but there's never been a ride like this before. You know, it's not like a crazy up and down ride, but there's
it's like when characters. Like when you get on a little car that makes a lot of noise and it goes in and a clown that smells like bad dry cleaning pops out at you.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah.
They did have interactive actors and this woman was a nasty enemy and she was bullying us into the interrogation room.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked by her, I just whispered, I'll miss you as I go in. And she goes, that makes one of us. She had a line right there waiting for me. I like that stuff. That was little appreciations like that.
You did not do the cats thing.
No. Like, you're a California resident actor. You're a local hire.
You're a grown woman.
You're a grown woman. Wearing a weird movie hat.
Have you thought about getting a job? And it was really good?
It was really good. I had a really good time. It was nice to go through it. Kids like it. I think therapy and stuff works.
Good.
Yeah. And then I injured myself later in the week.
When I hear injured yourself, it means kicked in the nuts.
Oh, no. So I was invited to play pickleball.
Oh, pickleball. I read about pickleball in the New York Times.
Yeah.
I also know that my wife played it a couple times.
Yeah.
What is pickleball? It's tennis, right?
It's giant ping pong more than it's tennis.
Mm-hmm.
You use goofy paddles and a goofy ball on a tennis court, but the court's a little smaller.
But there are no pickles.
No pickles. It's the weirdest named thing. I mean, I guess supposedly not weirder than football.
Right.
Goofy brand paddles is also a weird name.
And all I read about pickleball is old people injure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm playing my first game of pickleball. It goes fine. And I play my second game and I hear it from my calf. My calf made that noise to me. And then I felt a lot of pain. And I was like, oh no, I'm one of the old guys in the article.
And there's a lot of running involved.
Yeah, you got to move a lot. It is a lot. It's clever. Here's where pickleball is clever.
Who were you playing against?
It was all a bunch of people from Sarah's from Absinthe.
Mm-hmm.
It was all the Spiegel world.
You're not playing against fucking acrobats.
I am playing against acrobats.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because even
play against me.
Even when I heard I played five games. I lost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I was playing against acrobats. But one of them, I was limping.
Not one of them from the United States, right?
No.
Right.
Nope. And one of the acrobats saw me limping. He's like, what happened? And I said, I heard a... And he goes...
Walk it off!
He goes, from the top of the calf or the bottom of the calf? I said, top. He goes, good. He's like, oh, good. That's a relief.
What he really meant was from your calf or from my calf? Good.
But I guess I've slightly torn the calf. And so I'm wearing a brace underneath my jeans right now and everything else. Yeah.
What do you mean everything else? Underneath your skin too?
Yes. Pickleball is cleverly designed for people who aren't as athletic to keep up with people who are. Like, the rules are made so that, like, you can't take full advantage of your athleticism. And I think that's why it's so popular. Like, you can't go, there's a line, and you can't go all the way up to the net. Because if you were just a tall, very athletic person, you just stay at the net and just win all the time. But you're not allowed to do that. You have to wait for it. And so there's a couple other weird rules like that that keep it competitive for, like, schlubby people like me to keep up with you.
But you still lose.
Yeah, oh yeah, I still lost every game.
Like ping pong against Piff?
I was playing against Piff, and he does these crazy serves where the ball goes in weird directions after he hits it over. And he like scored three in a row or something on me. And I said, okay, if you were me, how would you try to return the serve? And he goes, I don't know.
What do smart people do? I will tell you the answer to that.
Yeah.
Smart person, while you were playing ping pong,
yeah,
sitting there having a carbonated beverage.
Not playing ping pong. That's true. That's true.
Listening to John Archer play Buddy Holly on ukulele.
That was amazing. I love that.
John Archer's great.
John Archer, yeah. He seemed like a great guy, and then we got to hang with him, and he was such a great guy.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
You can find John Archer. He has this weird name for it, right? Buddy Holly and the...
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the name, though.
I don't know. Anyway, John Archer. If you do a search for John Archer ukulele magician, you'll probably find it.
Yeah, you'll probably find everything you need.
I wish I had my bass. I would have played with John Archer, not being as frightened as I was with Jeff Hamilton.
Yeah.
So, any more improv shows?
No more. I'm about to hit the road again. I'll be in San Diego at the Prestige Theater September 22nd through 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm hosting a show at the Boathouse Theater in South Lake Tahoe at Valhalla Tahoe is the name of the kind of resort there. And they have a theater there. And RJ Owens and Steve Branham will be opening for me. We'll be doing a 90-minute magic show up there.
They'll be opening for me. Listen to you.
Yes. They booked me. I said, can I have openers? They said, yes. So I padded my own show. So yes, they're opening for me. We are literally going in order of reverse in experience. The most experienced person going first, and then RJ, and then me. But it should be a fun show up there. And then I head out to Second Bell Festival in Tennessee, the 30th and the 1st November.
We are going, we are flying Wednesday to do a corporate show in Boston. And then we are flying right from Boston early in the morning to go to be in Mystic Lake Casino in Minnesota. Now, when you hear this, that I am getting up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
on a Friday morning to fly from Boston to Minnesota to do a show, that will tell you how much we're getting paid to do the show Thursday night in Boston.
Even you saying you're doing a corporate show in Boston, I was like, that's got to be money.
Yeah. Then we fly to do Mystic Lake in Minnesota, which I have a lot of friends in Minnesota, as you know, and we'll be doing that. And then it just gets crazy because we're going over, I guess I can't talk about this, we're going over to Britain to do a television show, just one day. And that'll be, I think, a big hairy deal, but probably can't be talked about.
Okay.
But we are playing, which can be talked about, on October 7th, we're playing Thousand Oaks.
Nice.
Thousand Oaks. And then I got a lot of stuff coming up on October 11th. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to be doing a lot of book signings. There's a book event October 17th in Marin. There's a book event on October 20th in Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
I don't know. I'll see if it pops up.
Yeah.
New Jersey book event.
There you go.
That's the same day we do the Today Show.
Oh, nice.
Thursday, October 20th, we'll be on the Today Show. Oh, we did Booth Bunny stuff.
That's what I was curious about. You're talking about Booth.
Yeah, we are good friends. We don't have an ad from them today, but our good friends at Masterclass.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best corporation we've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
It's so together. They don't have an incompetent person there. I guess they watch the Masterclass and learn how to be good at whatever they do. I mean, they should have a master class at running a fucking company.
Yeah.
They do a really, really good job. So they had a, at the human resources thing, there's a human resources convention.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the number of sticklers there? Jesus. Sticklers.
Yeah.
So the woman picked us up at the elevator, and as we were walking there, I said, this is a human resources convention? She said, yes. I said, this whole huge convention for people to run human resources? She said, yes. I said, probably not a good place to say cunt. She said, no. So we walked in. They have a beautiful booth, and we were there to do two magic tricks and then sign. And they had a microphone set for me. They had the whole thing nice there. We were there for like an hour and a half, treated perfectly.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, this is how you can tell someone's got it together. When they give you things to sign, and those things are dark in color, and they have silver markers, and the silver markers are new, but they've already primed them.
Ah.
You know, they just everything
that's,
right.
That's everything.
Everything right.
That's deep.
Then they had a little package they gave us of gifts.
Yeah.
They gave us like AirPods.
Yeah.
And little speakers. And then little, it was made so you could set up a speaker and AirPods to take your master class on your phone.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring you that card. They also gave a card for more master classes.
Oh, nice.
Stuff. It was really wonderful. And I also, you know, one of our goals before we went off Broadway, which led to Broadway, which led to everything. Teller and I had a career path that we were planning out rather seriously with Johnny Thompson. We had Johnny Thompson's career path, and we wanted to do cruise ships, and we wanted to do corporate shows, and we wanted to do booth bunny stuff.
Conventions.
We wanted to do these big conventions. We want to be hired by, but we have friends that do this. Scotty Meltzer, Katrina, whose last name no one knows. And Michael Godot does them sometimes.
Yeah.
And The Passing Zone, but they don't do as much convention stuff. That was our plan.
Yeah.
To go out. Our plan was to do exactly what we were doing the other day at Masterclass, except all the time.
Right.
Instead of just, it was really fun. I really liked them.
What two hunks did you do?
We did cups and balls and egg bag.
Nice.
So, you know, street material. As Teller said, here we are performing in the streets again. But we got a good-sized crowd, and it went very well. Then a lot of people getting autographs afterwards. Teller and I do something I don't think people like, but we do it anyway. When we have to sign autographs, they have, you know, 8x10s, or they're actually a little smaller, pictures of us, right, that say Masterclass on them. And they've gotten those on nice cardstock, glossy, and we sign them, and the person comes up, shake their hand. They stand between us, they get a photo, and we give them a signed autograph. And we're signing it while they're coming up. Well, Teller and I are both a little bit procrastinators. So when we sit down, while they're still organizing the line and stuff, we start signing. So we are probably 15 cards ahead signing. So the person comes up, we do sign a card or two while they're walking up. Then we say, take anyone from the pile because the ink's already dry. And they go, oh. So it's not the one we signed for them.
Ah.
It's the one we signed 35 seconds before.
Slight delay. Yeah,
interesting. And, but then Teller, because Teller's brilliant and also Teller can write and I can't.
Right.
As they were walking up, he would look at their name tag, pull one of the old ones out, and write above it their name. That solved
all. Very helpful. That was good thinking there.
Because then they know who they are.
Yeah.
And then they're not mad at us for being ahead. And then we finished everybody there, and Teller said, we've got another 20 signed in case you need them for anybody.
Oh, look at that.
Goody two shoes. That's better.
That's hanging the lantern on it. That's good work right there.
Yeah. So we acted like we did it not to get our work done early, but rather to accommodate them in the future.
Do you think cups and balls, what have you done the most? What routine do you think you've done the most?
Oh, Jesus. Well, needles, I would say.
Yeah. Because
needles goes before Penn and Teller.
Right, because that was just from a street act all the way through, right?
Probably needles,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right.
But we've done a lot of things.
You don't do needles. He does needles.
Right. I had to watch the goddamn thing. I've probably seen that thing four or five times. when I can't avert my eyes to go to the bathroom or have a snack or something.
No way. More than, because the days you were just sitting there drinking tea, you had to watch it.
Oh, the tea drinking is pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, we used to think it was really funny or interesting for us to stand stage during the solo numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we each had a little chair and a little table. And when I would do a solo number, Teller would sit there and we each had a pot of tea. We'd sit there drinking tea. We thought it was a eccentric and funny thing to do.
You're right, by the way. Mm-hmm. That is. If I'm at a Renaissance fair and that's what the duo does,
mm-hmm.
I would find that peculiar and interesting.
Yeah. And it was also in our full evening show. So we never left stage. We'd come out at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a solo number and Teller would just sit down and watch.
Yeah.
There's a video of those early shows.
Yeah.
Someone, I think it was Handsome Jack, pulled it up and said, while Teller's doing needles, watch that he does less activity than you do when you're drinking tea behind. Cross my legs, uncross my legs, push my hair back, put my glasses up, pull my glasses down, adjust my glass, adjust my tie, adjust my shirt, pour some more tea, look at the tea, stir the tea, take the tea, drink a little bit of the tea, put it down, pour some more in, adjust the tie, scratch your nose again, scratch your ear. Now scratch your eyebrow, now adjust your tie. Now, that's what's going on the whole time.
It'd be great now if you guys in your modern show put your modern dressing rooms like there. So like you could listen to music or practice Spanish while Teller's doing it. And Teller just be furiously returning emails and watching footage. And
Teller does. When I'm on stage, I've never had the nerve to do this.
Yeah.
Teller will go into the monkey room.
Yeah.
He will get a sandwich.
Yeah.
He will sit down answering his emails while eating the sandwich and trust the crew to tell him when it's time for him to go back on. He will come on stage finishing a sandwich. Teller eats for the whole show. Teller and Piff both eat for the whole show. Teller eats jelly beans.
Yeah.
Eats a donut. He eats Doritos. All those are on stage. Then he goes backstage and has a sandwich. I would think you'd have enough sustenance in your system to get through a 87-minute show.
Well, I remember as a stage manager trying to deal with the star of 50 Shades, the parody, had to wolf like cheddar popcorn at one point during the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said he needed to do it for energy. And then, well, everyone was complaining about this weird cheddar breath for the second half of the show. And he's like, well, I need it for energy. And in my head, I was like, the show is 70 minutes. Like, just, there's no way you can lack energy for that.
And also, it's not being converted to energy in that amount of time.
Yeah, totally. Right. Yeah, yeah. And scientifically, that's just, it wasn't true.
I mean, the only thing you would really be able to get energy from is you smoke crack backstage. And then you would get that energy pop right away.
But the breath thing is still a concern.
Yeah, it certainly is. Because you have no teeth and no saliva. So we've already talked about all the shows coming up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about this much, but I'm going to just say it. There's these guys. You heard of these guys named Rob and Ramesh?
Yes.
Rob and Ramesh are two comics from England.
Yeah.
And they go around the world learning different skills.
Yes.
And Rob and Ramesh came to Vegas in order to learn a Penn and Teller trick.
Ah.
For the past week, they have been learning Lift Off to Love to perform it. So we'll have Rob and Ramesh stories coming up when that airs.
Excellent. Excellent.
When that airs. Really wonderful guys.
Yeah,
wonderful, interesting guys. And we had a good time doing that.
Now, it was not that the Liftoff rig was, brought up to speed.
Well, I will say we did it in 2017 on the James Corden show. Not James Cameron. He doesn't have a show.
Yeah, yeah.
A James Corden show. And so
he has a masterclass, though.
What's that?
James Cameron.
Has a masterclass. So they're watching the video, and they are guys in their late 20s, I guess.
Yeah.
And the act is pretty physical. And they said, how old are Penn and Teller when they're doing this? And they said, well, Teller's 67. And they went, oh, I feel a lot worse about not being physically able to do it. And then the guy picked up the box and said, how old is Penn? And they said, Penn's 60 in this. And they said, he's reaching around it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That made us feel pretty good.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Anything else from anybody?
No, just...
I make a motion to be accepted as read. Do I get a second?
Ready? Did you have anything?
Katrina's last name is Spong Ranch, pretty sure.
Spong Ranch. That was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha-cha-cha.
And
You become naked. Yeah, she's from a Scandinavian country, and her last name is Spang Hansen.
Spang Hansen.
I thought she's from Zimbabwe, no?
Zimbabwe, somewhere like that. Oh, you know we love you. Hey, Matt.
Yes,
hey, yeah. Matt.
Yes.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, you got me to think?
I do. The following people support us at patreon.com/pen. If you want to be part of the exclusive random virtual book stop, get on Patreon and you can talk about his book with Pen. I want to thank...
Oh, we're going
to
do that, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Of all the book stuff, that's stuff I'm looking forward to the most. It'll be fun talking to these people.
Eric Dobell, Michael Torbay, Ilan Lee, Jacob McCulley, Kelsey Johnson, Nicole Martin, Crazy Cat Lady Scoop, Nick Hemsing, Music Man, Jamie Thrasher, Rachel Hawkins, Jake Schneider, Pete Hoke, Kelly McCauley, Jeremy Davidson, Robin Garnett, Ovi Demetrian Jr., Jeremy R22, Winter Wierkowski, Kristen Kladick, Michael Cohen, Dr. Scooplittle, Joe Mastrangelo, Jeremiah Jenkins, Matt the Mind Noodler, upcoming shows at mindnoodler.com. I don't know who changed their name to my plug, but I appreciate it. Jesse Miller, Alexander Hoffman, Danny Olwine, hold for a moment while the page loads, Julian Webb, Sean Magruder, Steve Volcano, Jim, the now 24-yearly performances naked magician. Okay, thank you for that update. Scooped Mids and Paul McBride.
Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.